listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I think we have a wonderful passage here that evidently shows that it is God who is taking the initiative to purify his people. And God knows that there's an issue with the human heart, and that is exactly what he's saying in this passage that he will deal with. The heart of stone that no longer beats, but is basically dead since it cannot pump blood into the human body. But he will give us a new heart of flesh that will beat with life. And he will put a new spirit within us, causing us to walk in his ways. Basically saying that it will be made possible for us to obey all God's commandments and live in righteousness. The human condition that makes it difficult to live according to God's word, according to his ways, will be dealt with, will be overcome. This is what God is declaring in this passage. And our passage today is sandwiched by verse 24 and 28 that promises that the people of God will inherit the land. For us Christians, we understand that what God means when he says the inheritance of the land or the promise of the land is heaven, where we will truly be God's people and he will be our God. There will be no other gods that we would bow down to. As you meditate on this today, I recommend that you focus on the fact that God wants you to overcome the condition wherein it is difficult for you to obey him, and that he will actually deal with the problem that is the human heart, that he will take action, and that he has made it possible for you to live righteously by the work of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.